B-Pod Studios.
That's a wrap.
The Wrap Party Podcast with Manny and Loren.
Welcome to a Wrap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hi.
So I want to talk about... I want to talk about your husband's vasectomy. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to talk about his vasectomy. Although, is he seriously doing it?
Yeah. We don't know when. It might be a couple months. But
right.
Yeah.
So, on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, Claire said that she wanted her date, Danny, who called in, to read a book. And that was their date. And Danny thought that was weird. Although Danny got the vibe when he got to the house that she had candles lit and stuff. So she thought that
thought for sure they were hooking up.
He thought
the first
that
date.
He was like, damn. And I thought his thing was going to be like she had candles lit and she wanted to move furniture on the first date. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm not down for that.
Seemed like a stage 5 clinger, maybe.
Well, I got to be honest. I've told this a bunch of times. When I lived in New Jersey growing up, I lived around a lot of driven women who had like the New York, New Jersey attitude, which is like, don't hold the door for me. I got it. Like, I don't need a knight in shining armor type. But there is something about Southern hospitality and the people of the South do it a little differently. And at least in 1998, when I moved to Arkansas, I could tell the difference between the women in New Jersey and New York and the women in Arkansas. And this is going to sound so bad, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but sometimes it just is what it is. And that's where I'm going with this, is like, if you went on a date with somebody in New Jersey, like, you were not getting laid for a month, maybe.
Okay.
I moved to Little Rock. I went out with a girl and she was naked on my bed the first date. Mm-hmm. And I literally said to her, I don't want to do this. Like, not yet. Like, let's build something here. And she's like, well, if you like boys, that's okay, too. Something along that line, you know. And I'm like, no, I'm into this. But, like, it's just not – I don't expect it. I didn't expect that on a first date.
Took me off guard.
They caught me off guard. So I ended up dating her, and then she ended up breaking my heart. She was the Playboy girl who was married to the guy who was really big. But, yeah, you can see how that went. She put out on the first date big time.
Oh.
And again, the second date. And the third date. And then I called my friend and
now you're just bragging.
I go, bro, you got to get down here. I go, I don't know what's in the water, but these women, they're different than the women up north. I'm telling you. So anyway, I could kind of see where that was going. And I also wanted to share the story about, so I dated, you know, the band Cake?
Yeah.
They're like a alt rock band from like the 90s, and they sang a popular song called Not Cake by the Ocean. I'm looking it up. This one, I'm going to play this song for a second, and then I won't play it long so we don't get flagged on YouTube, but they played a song. They have a song called Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
Okay.
You know this song?
No, but I think I know where you're going with this.
Nicole, you know this one?
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond.
Anyway, the girl that I dated was the manager, ran all like the behind-the-scenes stuff for the band Cake out and when I lived in California.
Wasn't this song about her?
It's about her. She's the one with the short skirt and long jacket.
Uh-huh.
And so she ran like their merch and all that stuff, and she dated the lead singer, and then she broke up with him, and I thought that was really cool. She also had a yellow lab, which I liked. She had a BMW, which was really cool, a convertible, so that was fun. We were moving furniture in my back bedroom after we dated for a while, and I smelled poop, and the dog pooped on my carpet, and I could care less. We just kept moving furniture because I didn't want to bring it up.
Okay.
You know, you're in your mid-20s, Loren. You're not going to stop because you don't know if it's going to start again. And so she dated this guy, and I guess they were like super intellectual, so she liked to have short stories read to her. And when we were laying in bed one night, she's like, go ahead and read to me. And I was like, what? Read to you? Like, okay, like whatever it takes for this night to continue moving forward.
I'll do whatever.
So like, it was a short story, you know, and I'm like, Mr. Eckerson went to the town square. He looked around. He saw, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And I think, like, I realized, I go, this isn't going to work because this isn't going to all of a sudden just stop.
Right.
So the point is.
Next thing you know, we're reading novels to each other.
Danny and Claire, they weren't going to click. Danny's not into reading books. Claire wants somebody who's intellectual. Mm-hmm. And they're Claire took a huge hit on the text messages today. But there was like two or three people who are like, I love it. And I'm here for what she's saying. Like, you know what you want. And if you don't, weed them out.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest date you went on?
Oh, I'd have to think about it. I don't know.
Nothing bounces off the top of your head?
The worst date was the flat tire in South Beach. But I don't know what the weirdest date I went on was.
Maybe you didn't have any.
I'm sure I did.
Like where you were like, what am I doing? Didn't you break up with a guy at a...
Universal.
At Universal, yeah. On a ride?
In line, but yeah.
In the line.
And then we had to ride the ride together and drive home together, which is 4 hours in a car from Orlando to Fort Lauderdale.
That's funny. We need to talk about that, too, one day, because Amanda, a guy broke up with her, invited her to dinner, broke up with her at the beginning of the dinner, and then wanted her to stay.
Really?
She's like, I'm not staying.
I wouldn't have stayed either.
He's like, come on, I'll buy you dinner.
I mean, I've had I've had guys show up at my house to profess their love to me when I was already married.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird. But I don't know if I ever had like a weird date where I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Because I think I would just left.
Yeah. Yeah, there was another girl that I knew. And by the way, these are all mostly California stories. Like, I dated this girl in California and she was so cool, man. Like, we totally hit it off. I met her at a club. She was there with her sister. I got her number. We totally hung. And then I was friends with the family who owned, like, the big party stores in Sacramento, like all the box party type stores where you would go and get stuff for your parties. So they had money, and they threw an annual, like, Labor Day and Memorial Day party. And I brought her to the Memorial Day party, and I thought she was going to have a blast there with me. And all of a sudden, she goes, my aunt died. I got to go. And I'm like, that's the weirdest thing ever. So I was like, okay. I didn't even know your aunt was sick, and I never heard from her again.
Oh, so she
lied to me to get out of
it.
But if she stayed, she would have had fun.
So you think. Maybe she was just like, this dude, I got it.
You think I'm too much for people?
Yes, I
do.
You're too much for me sometimes. And I love you, and I've worked with you for 8 years.
Yeah, but aren't I fun?
Yes.
So, what's the problem?
You're still a lot.
Remember the time I drove from Sacramento to San Francisco, which was an hour and a half, and I had to pee, and I peed in the parking deck? We were going to a concert. We were going to see like Rusted Root or something. And another girl I was dating, and she got pissed and broke up with me.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Because I peed in the... And I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom so bad.
Yeah.
I've been holding it for the last 25 minutes like bad.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get to a restaurant. I can't walk down the steps. And she's like, that's the grossest thing I ever saw. We're going to do the concert. When we get in the car and go back to Sacramento, we will no longer be dating.
Wow.
I don't remember how the car ride home was, but I was just like, what? I went on a double date. Did you ever do a double date?
Oh, yeah. I was like the queen of the double date.
So nothing weird happened on a double date?
No, but like I was probably the weird one. I was just like really nervous to date when I started dating.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to go with another couple to like break the ice. Like I was more myself in a group than one-on-one.
Okay.
So it was a better representation of who I was, which is why I wanted to do it. But I dated this guy, Kevin, who I ended up dating for a long time, actually. But like a month in, he was like, are we ever going to go on a date with just the two of us? And I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe.
Is that what you're into?
Yeah. But I really liked him, but I was just so nervous to be around him by myself.
Did you ever?
Yeah. And like I said, we ended up dating for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was a little bit older than me, so he was in college. But yeah, I don't know. It was just like really awkward.
What about a double date? Like I went on a double date with a buddy of mine, and I realized I found his date more attractive than my date. And we were all friends in college.
Well, so this is also the guy whose older brother was insanely hot, and I used to tell him all the time that if it didn't work out with him, I was going after his brother.
But you never hooked up with the brother?
No.
Yeah.
No, he always had a long-term girlfriend.
So there was two girls that were really close friends, and me and my buddy asked them both out. I was like, I'll ask her out, you ask her out. And he's like, fine. So we went out, and we had a really good dinner and drinks and stuff. And then at the end of it, they're like, we need to do this again. And I didn't text him because there was no texting back in 1994. But I was like, dude, I don't think I can go out with her anymore. I'm like, I think your girl's hotter. And he's like, well, this sucks because the only reason why she went out with me is because you went out with her friend. So if you stop going out with her friend, then you're ruining my chances with the other girl. I was like, what?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But yeah, I don't know. It you know, shit happens. So, all right, do you want to go through our brackets real quick?
Sure.
And then we'll get out of here.
Nicole, you're going to do it too?
Sure.
Oh, she already started hers.
My pin died.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to ask you something, like Nicole. Get on the microphone there for a minute, please, for the Rap Party podcast. And this is just a straight guy asking a gay woman a question. Do lesbians double date?
Have
you?
Why not? Why wouldn't they?
I don't know, because
they're not another species.
I think it's just more about having a friend that is in a relationship that at the same time.
But like the double date thing to me, it's not like if I go out with my married couple across the street, we're not going out on a double date. I mean, early on in the relationship is when people double date, when everybody's trying to feel everybody and figure everything out. And I'm just wondering if that happens.
That's not true. I would consider what you did with that weather girl a double date.
You would?
Yeah,
Nicole
I would, too.
Madden.
Yeah, I would, too. That's a double
date. But we're married. We're all married.
Doesn't matter. You're still it's a date.
Hopefully, you still date your wife.
Yes.
If
he doesn't understand. I can already see it on his face. He doesn't get it.
I do hear what you're saying, and I'm intrigued by it.
That's why y'all talk shit about marriages so bad, but my marriage is not going to fucking go like that. Yes, you go on dates when you're married.
But you don't call it that, though, when you're married.
Yes, you should.
Yes, you do.
You call it a double date.
You go on date. Do you not do date night with your wife?
Friday night, I'm going to Mary O'Neill's in Waxhaw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going with my wife and my neighbors across the street, the same couple that we went to, they had the same anniversary.
That's different. That's like a hangout.
Oh, so because Nicole and I had never gone out before.
No, that's not it. If you would consider it a date night with just you and your wife, and then there's another couple there, then that's a double date. So like if you and your wife were just going to go to a concert together for date night.
Yeah.
And then now two other people are going, right? Isn't that how you would consider it too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas, like, if you're hanging out in the driveway, like, with the kids and Amanda, and another, like, I guess married couple comes over, like, that's not a date. Because to me, a date is you're allotting a specific time and activity. Can be anything. It doesn't have to be dinner. It doesn't have to be, like, a money-gauging activity. But where the focus is quality time.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. I guess I never thought of it that way. So I guess lesbians do double date.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now.
Gay men too, believe it or not.
Gay men I know double date because I know Roy always had a tough time finding another couple to hang with. He always wanted to, but he always had a hard time finding another couple to hang with.
Well, I think that's the goal. Like there's a there's a really good podcast by Jay Shetty. Hey,
turn your camera on because if you're going to talk, then...
No, it's okay. They can see you guys.
Let them see her.
But it talks about like what every successful relationship, like what it needs. And it's alone time, like quality time with your significant other.
Yes.
Time spent doing like a hobby with your partner, doing a hobby without your partner, and then quality time spent with friends with your partner. So you should have like friends that you hang out with your partner because that's more like of a relaxed setting, but you should also have like alone time with your partner.
It all sounds grandiose. So the problem is that once kids get involved, it changes every marriage. It really does.
It really does.
Because you're going to parent differently than Jess parents, and that's going to annoy you, or it's going to annoy Jess. Why did you let the kid, you know, don't let the baby lay there on the couch without standing on top of the baby? It's just ridiculous.
I think that's true, but also I think that, like, our, like, my age group, I think, is more aware of stuff like that and does things differently. Because, like, one of my best friends, actually, pretty much all my friends have kids now. And, like, one of them speaks so real about that. And they're like, yeah, like, early on, if you let a kid ruin your marriage, then your marriage will always come second. Like, you have to be very aware of that.
It's just really hard because, like, you think, like, this is, I'm gonna get real for a second, okay? Like, you think you really love somebody, and you do really love them. But when kids come along, at least as a mom, it is a totally different kind of love. It is
for,
like,
better or for worse.
Well, I mean, towards the kids. So it's like, I love Dallas, okay? But...
oh, God.
See, I would... No.
Just hear me out, okay? If... I don't know how to put this. Okay, if
Jess ever were to pick the kids over me, that would be a huge problem to me.
I'm telling you, I deal with that with Amanda.
That's a huge problem to me.
And we talk about that in counseling.
That is the different kind of love that comes along with children, because it is so absolutely unconditional that it doesn't matter. Like, okay, great example. If Dallas were to kill somebody, okay, and he murders somebody, all right, and... he goes to jail for it. Like, I don't know if I could stand by him if he, like, maliciously murdered somebody, right? But, like, if my kid murdered somebody by accident, because I don't think kids are capable of that kind of thing, like, unconditionally, I would be like, I'll take the fall for you.
Yeah, okay. But
it's a different kind of...
I get what you're saying, but listen, I told Amanda... before there were kids, there was me and you. We are the foundation, and then the kids are the first floor and second floor of our house. And the foundation always needs to be be first, and it's the most important thing. And she goes, I get it, babe, but not now. Like, now I have to get the kids.
Because
they're
it's
my first,
a different
they're
kind
my first
of love
thing.
For a mom. It might be different for a man, but, like...
and a lesbian.
No, I don't think that... I think everything's, conditional based on the person, but, like... one of my best friends in Raleigh, they have a 4-year-old, and, like, they will say right now, like, if I have to choose here and now, like you said, you came first. You are the reason why I have this. There is no this without you. You will always come first. And they 4 years old, and they prioritize date night. They vacation without the kids. They have a life without
the kids.
That's
good. They sound perfect. But not everybody's perfect.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think definitely not perfect, but it's conditional. I think parenting with somebody can either make you closer or put you apart.
Our relationship and Loren's relationship would be a lot less stressful and arguing around the kids if Amanda and Loren put Dallas and I first. But it's not easy, like she's saying. It's just, it's not, because the kids need us. We're not dependent on mom and dad right now, but the kids are.
That's true.
The first thing on Amanda's mind and Loren's mind is, how am I going to sacrifice my day for the children? Not my husband, and he's not going to sacrifice. I don't expect them to sacrifice for me. Like, the kids are first, and that is very hard. I want to be first.
It's a different, but it's just a different
kind of love. I know what you're saying.
It's easier when they get older?
I believe so.
Oh, I'm
like
sure it
everybody
is.
Says.
No, but I mean, like, you, but like, oh, Cash is older. Like, Dina's older.
No,
like,
yeah,
I still have
Cash
Ruby. She still has Jax.
Yeah.
Ruby's still 4, going to be 5. Jax is going to be 3. They got years to go.
Yeah.
When Ruby gets to be 10 and Dean is 16, yes. Yeah. Oh, totally. I cannot wait for that because, and I don't want it to come too fast because I played a clip of Ruby this morning as a 4-year-old and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, I love those years.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Nicole, I think that, like, once that happens, there's a rejuvenation in the relationship and I'm really here for it. Like,
I think that's the scary part of, like, people my age is that, like, where that sounds great and I do believe it's a different kind of love and it sounds
just
like
so different.
An amazing thing to experience. But, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, a lot of the things that you guys talk about, you don't make it look fun.
It's not sometimes.
But I think at the end of the day, I would choose life with my partner over that.
That's fair. And I have to, again, I'm just going to be honest with you. I thought the same way. Dallas and I waited for 6 years to have kids. But it is not easier as you get older either to raise kids together. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of think that Dallas and I would have had a different relationship in parenting if we would have had kids younger. Because now we're both so set in our ways and in the marriage that, like, that's established, right? It's hard to change an established habit. But, like I said, I love Dallas. And trust me, I would not be with the man if I didn't absolutely love him because he drives me fucking crazy sometimes.
And you know, you drive Amanda fucking crazy.
Yes. Oh, totally.
But it is a total, like, you think you love somebody with your whole heart until you have kids, and then you're like, I didn't even know this love was a possibility.
And I don't need to manage Dallas, but I need to manage the kids. Right. Even with the au pair that she has, she needs to manage the kids.
Right.
And I'm telling you, Jess might have
They're
that same
your
feeling. And then you feel like me and Dallas feel, which is like, wait a minute, why am I not first right now?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's why she doesn't want to have kids.
Because she's afraid she might get that.
No. Yeah. Well, she thinks that would come from me. And she's like, I'm not.
I don't think so.
She's like, I'm not. Well, that's what I say. Because everyone.
I didn't think I would be like that.
People my age, like the friends that I have that are 29 to 31 who have kids and they're a couple years old. Like, that's what they say is, like, we were in therapy with, like, before the kids, during the pregnancy, after, like, it's a full-time job to manage a relationship, and then it's even a more full-time job to manage fucking kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so, like, Jess is like, I don't want to bring something into this world. Like, I want to be your number one. Like, I want to be your...
Yeah, I wish I had somebody, like, you kind of can see with us. Like, I wish I had somebody like that, because then... But I always wanted to have kids, and I don't think we would have waited, but at least maybe I would have prepared myself.
Okay.
I always wanted to be the number one, and I'm not.
But that's how my friend that we all know who is going through a divorce, she said she knew that divorce had to come because that was a topic of conversation, and the more that she thought about it, the more she realized, I don't want to parent with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this person I don't think would be a good match. And that was, like, one of the driving factors of where she was like, I'm not bringing a kid into this world with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we've done 21 minutes on dating and parenting.
We didn't even do the bracket.
We'll do it tomorrow. We have time. The first game doesn't kick off till noon tomorrow. We'll do it on tomorrow's wrap party.
Fine.
And then, you know what we could do tomorrow instead of, like, filling
it
out?
Just say who you think is going to win.
We'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow.
Oh.
Hold on to your bracket.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.